the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5. This Rush Hour catch-up is for Southside Mitsubishi. End of year sale.
Right now, we are joined by Clint Browning. He is the Leavers WA Project Manager from WA Police to talk about Leavers, which kicks off this weekend. Tips for parents and students to stay safe. Hello, Clint.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hi, Clint. Thanks for joining us for a chat about this afternoon. They're off to Dunsborough. They're off to Rottnest. A few of them are going overseas. And we could kind of break it into two groups of information. One thing that parents need to know and the thing that kids need to know. Should we start with parents?
Yes, let's start with parents. So I guess with parents, I guess the first thing and the most important thing is they be responsible. So
yes.
They don't provide their children with alcohol. And also, they discuss the dangers of binge drinking with your child and how they can minimise the risk at Leavers.
Yeah.
Clint, there's, you know, often, like I imagine that when I was younger and I was about to get off to Leavers and stuff, and my parents tried to sit me down and tried to talk to me about binge drinking and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, it was the usual case of, oh, I'll be fine, you know, that just roll my eyes a little bit and whatnot. And sometimes it's not as simple as just having that straightforward conversation. Is there anything that parents can do? Do you have any tips and tricks when it comes to having that conversation or places they can go to get some paraphernalia to read?
I guess, look, it really comes down to the individual case, and I think it's important that they do just make time to have that chat with them.
Yeah.
I think they'll be surprised that it will actually be quite impactful for the children as they go down. You know, the kids have a great time down south, but I think, you know, they're mentors in life for their parents, so I think that it's important they do discuss those the dangers of binge drinking and how they can minimise their risk. Another idea for parents, I think, is a good one, is also, you know, establish a network with other parents that are going down, their child's friends.
Uh-huh.
So they're sort of across what the children are up to and what's going on in the southwestern of Rottnest Island.
And I think it's probably also important to mention that adults are also breaking the law and can be fined quite a bit of money if they do provide alcohol to minors, just
Yeah, correct.
So they want to know the kids' details. It's good. You don't have to have a blow by blow. You know, I'm going to be here, going to be there. But it's just sort of have an outline of where they're going to be on each day.
Absolutely, yeah. So I know another thing they can do is I reckon a good idea is to establish a regular contact time. So make a time when they can agree to regular checks via text or messages or phone call.
Yeah.
Because we know what it's like at Leavers. They're out enjoying themselves and their phone rings and it's not their top priority. So I reckon it's a good idea to establish a time, agreed upon time, to have those regular check-ins.
Yeah.
Now, Clint, I know, you know, it'd be easy for the message for the kids to be just basically, don't be an idiot. but, you know, what are the things that are being spoken to the kids as they make their way to their various destinations for Leavers this year?
I think, you know, the main one that we promote is look after yourself and look after your friends.
Yes.
So it all comes down to, you know, like don't leave your mates on their own. Make a pact to stick together for the whole week.
Mm.
Organise, you know, regular places that you can meeting locations in case you get separated. These sort of things are just really, you know, fundamental key things, but they're so important. And also, you know, don't take any risks. Only travel in a safe car or safe boat with someone you know is sober and is a safe driver.
Yeah, and I think that whole sort of have a check-in system applies amongst themselves as well as back home to the folks too.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, if any of your friends at any point in time are feeling unwell, make sure they get medical attention and seek that immediately as well.
Clint,
yeah.
Just before we let you go, is there like a nice, easy place where parents or kids can go if they want, you know, like almost like a complete addendum of things that, you know, like a checklist almost of safety stuff that they should be organising before they head off?
Yeah, there is. So if you visit the Leavers WA website, there's a checklist there for parents. There's a lot of information of what's going on. And also the Leavers Facebook page is a great place to look at to see what's going on in real time in terms of the events so they know what the kids are up to.
All right, Clint.
Appreciate your time, mate.
Excellent information.
No worries at all. Thanks,
guys.
Thank
you.
Thank you. There you go. Clint Browning, Leavers WA Project Manager.
And might I say, Pete,
yes.
Your use of the word addendum.
Thank you.
I'm slightly excited.
I don't know what happened.
It was so fancy.
I blacked out for a second.
No. It was brilliant.
Thank you so much. I told you, I am up to A in the dictionary. So great.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Show report, Lace.
Very exciting news today. The Red Hot Chili Peppers are making a long overdue return down under. It's been 12 years since they were last here, but on Tuesday, the 5th of March next year, they'll be wrapping up the Australian leg of their tour at NIB Stadium. I love it when we're on the, you know, like if you're the first or the last. There's something really cool about that.
Oh, absolutely.
There's an extra energy. For ticket information, visit livenation.com.au. There'll be a pre-sale starting next Wednesday with tickets on general sale Monday, November 26th. So that was livenation.com.au.
Unreal.
Hugh Grant has signed on to star opposite Nicole Kidman in a new HBO series called The Undoing. The 6-episode series is based on the book You Should Have Known by Jean Hampf Korelitz and centers on Grace Sachs, who'll be played by Kidman, a successful therapist whose life gets complicated when a violent death, a missing husband, and a series of terrible revelations turn her world upside down. Ellen DeGeneres helped Michelle Obama sell copies of her new memoir at an LA Costco store today, as only Ellen could, by embarrassing the former First Lady in front of customers.
Ellen, what? You can't sign my book.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Oh, wait. Okay, Cameron. So now you have to make a choice. Do you want an Ellen-signed Michelle Obama book or Michelle Obama-signed Michelle Obama book?
What if you get both of our signatures?
That would be fantastic.
Well, why is your signature bigger than mine on my book? The heck? Free samples.
Going out with Ellen and Michelle Obama, best day out ever, wouldn't
it be? Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
Snoop Dogg's going to be honored next week with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The Walk of Fame organization says Snoop is one of those people who can do anything. He raps, he acts, he hosts a television show, he cooks, and he helps community kids. Quincy Jones will be among the celebrities on hand to honor Mr. Dog. In other it's lucky it's not that Gramans Chinese theater thing where they put their hands in the cement.
Yeah.
He'd have to leave a print, a paw print. In other Hollywood news and stuff today, Dan Aykroyd reckons Bill Murray could be persuaded to do another Ghostbusters movie.
Oh, please.
Shania Twain wants to record a duet with Harry Styles. And rapper 50 Cent is in an online feud, trading insults on the internet with 3 other rappers. Makes you wonder, after 50 Cent gives his 2 cents worth, is he 48 cent? Is he?
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
For Southside Mitsubishi end of year sale, on now. For better deals and better service, better see Southside, southsidemitsubishi.com.au.
It's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Jet off to Antarctica with The Rush Hour's Duck Duck Penguin. On Mix 94.5.
This is amazing.
It's time.
It is so time. The major draw of Duck Duck Penguin. We've been playing it all week, putting people into the draw to win a couple of seats on a special scenic flight over Antarctica on Australia Day. Should we say hello to our finalists?
Yes, they're very good odds because we have 4 finalists, and they are Melissa in Lansdale. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. We've got Katie and Wandy. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Anna in Ellenbrook. Hello.
Hello.
And Kim from St. James. Hello, Kim.
Hello.
All right.
Well, congratulations all for being in the draw. Mm-hmm. And it is time just to do said draw.
Yep.
Your names are all in the proverbial hat. And here we go. And the winner is Kim from St. James.
Oh my goodness.
Kim from St. James, congratulations.
Oh my goodness. I cannot believe it.
Well, you've won 2 seats on the amazing scenic flight over Antarctica on Australia Day.
Oh, I cannot believe it. That is fantastic. Well, thank you so
take
much.
Take some time to let it sink in.
Now I have to decide who to take with me because my husband and my son are arguing over.
Oh no. Oh dear. Well, I would wait until the very last minute and I would use that to my advantage.
That's a very good idea.
To get some stuff done around the house.
Good on you, Kim.
Thanks so much.
Enjoy. I know you're going to. I did this a few years ago. It is a spectacular, amazing opportunity.
Thank you so much.
See you, Kim.
Bye. All right. Now, as you mentioned, spectacular, amazing opportunity. So good, we thought, why don't we do it again next week?
Why not?
All right, we'll give another 2 seats on the Antarctica flight, so make sure you're listening from Monday.
Remember, you can also buy tickets for the 2019 Australia Day Antarctica flight and part proceeds go to Telethon. So for more information, head to antarcticaflights.com.au.
It's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Show and tool.
Show them tool.
Let the giving begin.
Right. This is just, yeah, just great, awesome things that may have happened to you. Just tell us an awesome story.
All right.
We got John in Pearsall. Hello.
I went to the shops today. I won't say what shop, but I gave $100. They gave me $52 change.
Yeah.
When I went to the car to check my receipt and everything, I had two $50 notes stuck together.
Whoa.
Thank you very much for a Friday.
Oh. You beauty. Geez, that's a ripper.
You didn't go back.
No way.
No, I'm out of there. See you later. Fill my car up with fuel and off the home. Thank you very much, brother.
Yeah. All right. Donna and Gosnells, show and tool. What have you got for us?
I went to get my breakfast this morning through McDonald's and the car in front of me paid for my breakfast.
Get out. I've never seen that actually happen.
Neither have I. Thought I'd treat myself, and it definitely was a treat.
The old pay it forward backwards thing, yeah.
Did you get it? Now, did you order something decent? I know it was by accident, but so, or was it, you know, did you just get a couple of hash browns or something?
My two hash browns, my BLT, and a hot chocolate.
Oh, that nice. Is a haul, yeah.
Nothing tastes as good as free.
Absolutely. James in Meadow Springs, show and tour, what have you got?
Went to a picnic on the 3 weekends ago.
Yeah.
I've got to call that. Went to the picnic, left the lights on, had a flat battery. Dragged two old guys out of the local pub to help me push start it. They weren't getting enough speed out. I jumped out, trapped my foot under the back wheel and my knee under the chassis. Ooh. They ran around the other side, pushed it off my foot, and took it for a drive for half an hour.
What?
Why?
As in they took off with the car, like they weren't meant to. They just took off with the car and left
you
there.
They were charging the battery for me, left me on the street, said we'll be back in half an hour.
Were you intact, James? Was your foot and your knee and everything all still in the right order?
The knee was a bit sore, I can tell you. I've done push starting on cars many a times, but jumping out of a Corvette, no, I'm never going to do that again.
Oh, mate. All right, Jasmine and Hillary, show and tool.
I started maternity leave on Monday and went along to one of those water classes
for
pregnant women.
Yeah.
And lost my engagement ring.
Uh-oh.
And someone handed it in.
Thank goodness.
It was amazing. I was devastated on my first day of maternity leave.
Don't upset a woman on maternity leave. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yes. If I'm not emotional enough.
Yes.
But someone handed it in, so that was amazing.
That's wicked. All right, we got one more here for show and tool. Robin and Camilla.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What's your show and tool?
Cruising down Welshpool Road yesterday, and there's a little kitten in the middle of the road. Pulled over, grabbed the little kitten, ran to the medium strip, and there was a whole box of kittens in the middle of the road.
Oh, no!
What'd you do with them?
They're at the vet getting all checked over and making sure they're all safe, and then they'll find them some new homes.
Oh, Robin!
That's a great outcome. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Far out. Good work, Robin. Thank you. I'll tell you what, mate, for our very first ever show and tool...
Brilliant.
That was a ripper.
Everybody's getting the Irwin Tools and Accessory Pack valued at over $350.
The Irwin Trade Rate at Bunnings Warehouse is on now. Strike a deal on tool and accessory packs while stocks last. Well done, guys. You're on the Rush Hour.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5. That Rush Hour catch-up was for Southside Mitsubishi end-of-year sale.